This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bullet in my shoulder, blood running down my vest. 20 in the posse, and they're never gonna let me rest.
All right, folks. Owen Schroyer's about to take over. He's got special guests with big breaking election fraud news of how Biden canvassed all the dead voters to get them lined up in the database. That's coming up with Patrick Howley. We've got this story at Infowars.com. Biden, energy secretary, suggests climate change caused Florida building collapse. Well, the denial about things in trouble is what caused it, like Deepwater Horizon. I'll be shooting reports on the road going down the border today, covering all of that in great detail. Also, 80 million votes. Skit shows no one knows who Jill Biden is. Mother cries for help for vaccine-injured daughter at news conference. Google and Facebook are censoring what U.S. senators are exposing. Senator Ron Johnson. So we're going to play part of this, go to break, and come back with Owen Schroyer taking over. But share this article. The only way this mother and this daughter's voice get amplified past big tech censorship is when you take action. So let's break their back together. Here's part of the testimony.
So first, thank you, Senator Johnson, for the opportunity to share Maddie's story, and to all of you for your willingness to listen. This isn't easy for me, and this has been very clearly emotional. So I'm going to read what I've written so I don't lose track. My name is Stephanie, and this is my daughter, Maddie, and we live in Ohio. On January 20th, Maddie received her second dose of the Pfizer COVID vaccine as a participant in the clinical trial for 12 to 15-year-olds. All three of our kids volunteered and were excited to participate in the trial as a way to help us all return to normal life. My husband works in the medical field, and I have a degree in electrical engineering. We are pro-vaccine and pro-science, which is why we agreed to let Maddie and her two older brothers volunteer for the trial. Before Maddie got her final dose of the vaccine, she was a healthy 12-year-old who got straight A's and had lots of friends. She had a life. She was energetic. She was not like this. Although she does still have lots of friends. Upon receiving the second shot, Maddie immediately felt pain at the injection site. And over the next 24 hours, she developed severe abdominal and chest pain. And the way she described the chest pain, and I quote, "It feels like my heart is being ripped out through my neck." She had painful electrical shocks down her neck and spine that forced her to walk hunched over. She had extreme pain in her fingers and toes, and they actually made them turn white, and they were cold whenever you touched them. She had edema. So my husband immediately took her to the ER as instructed by the vaccine trial nurse administrator, which is what we were instructed to do. Her blood was taken for a renal profile and tested. She was checked for appendicitis, which she did not have, and given an IV with some medicine and sent home. However, in the discharge papers from the Children's Hospital ER that she went to, the diagnosis stated adverse effect of vaccine initial encounter. This would be the only time that that was written in her medical charts, but it's in there. Over the next 2.5 months, her abdominal, muscle, and nerve pain became unbearable. She developed additional symptoms that included gastroparesis, nausea and vomiting, erratic blood pressure and heart rate, memory loss, she mixes up words, brain fog, headaches, dizziness, fainting, she fell and hit her head, and then seizures. She developed verbal and motor tics. She had loss of feeling from the waist down and muscle weakness. Drastic changes in her vision, urinary retention and loss of bladder control, severely irregular and heavy menstrual cycles, and eventually she had to have an NG tube put in to get nutrition.
All right, you can watch this entire video. It's very sad. We'll air more of it on the War Room later today. But Ron Johnson is a hero and a saint for bringing these parents forward. So devastating that Fauci did this to us.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
On January 20th, 2021, the globalist puppet Joe Biden was installed as president. Since then, InfoWars has traveled to the U.S.-Texas border more than five times to document the planned implosion and invasion of our country. Human smuggling on a scale never before seen. Because remember, candidate Biden said, if I win, surge the border.
What I would do as president is several more things. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Thanks to InfoWars listeners and viewers, we have been able to spotlight the implosion of our border and bring massive attention to it. Now, President Trump, Governor Greg Abbott, and others are traveling to the Texas border to bring an even bigger spotlight to this crisis and force Joe Biden to stop the invasion of the United States. So share the live feeds and share our videos and articles of the information the globalists hope the world never discovers. Because if the world discovers their human trafficking, their drug trafficking, and their criminal activity, they are going down. InfoWars, live coverage of President Trump's visit to the U.S.-Mexico border, live in South Texas, only at freeworldnews.tv.
Hey!
You have no comments.
You got those children there illegally.
You're about to run a human being over. Hey,
you got those children in there.
Who are you?
You got those smuggled children illegally. Those are kidnapped children and families illegally being smuggled to the United States.
This is the leftist takeover, bringing in a third world population, an underclass they can keep control of, they can keep them down, and that they can rule over, and who will also vote like they voted in Venezuela to bring in a dictatorship. Hitler was elected as well.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Be on the lookout for the latest at band.video as Alex is hopping into the truck now.
com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And now we are joined by Patrick Howley from NationalFile.com, where we've got some breaking news that just went live at NationalFile. Patrick is going to explain it here exclusively on the air now. Let's go through the series of headlines real quick. This is the latest. Audio. Biden campaign oversaw theft of living and dead identities for absentee ballots in 2020 election. Here's some of the other breaking news. Biden administration creates vaccine hesitancy map to help activists target vaccine skeptics door to door. This is total criminal activity. Stealing elections, forcing you to take vaccines that are experimental. And so Patrick Howley joins us now to discuss this. But Patrick, what is this latest headline? So not only do we know that the Democrats love taking advantage of all the dead people on the voter rolls, but you have audio now, audio proof of this plan being executed?
That's right, Owen. Thank you for having me. I have audio, I have video, I have undercover video, I have financial records, I have the ballot applications that were fraudulently filled out. It's all right there. You can go to nationalfile.com and you can see it. Now, here's what I did. I've been rolling with a crew of some pretty hard private investigators, including some former top FBI guys recently, and we were able to get in Texas in a way where we could figure out what they were doing, because I needed to know what the Biden campaign playbook was. And so through Texas, obviously Trump won Texas, but through Texas, we were able to figure out what their voter fraud playbook was, and then be able to figure out what they did in Georgia, be able to figure out what they did in Arizona. And so this has been a long process to get to a point where finally we're going to have some Maricopa County audit results, and states are going to have to make the decision to decertify. What I've put up on nationalfile.com is absolute rock solid evidence that the Joe Biden campaign's Texas political director, Dallas Jones, who was interrogated by the FBI for this behavior, for overseeing a voter fraud operation while employed by the Joe Biden campaign. Okay, that creates a precedent whereby the Joe Biden campaign operating in any state can therefore be challenged for an audit, and therefore we can begin the process of decertifying some of these election results. Now, if you listen to some of these audio tapes of private investigators calling up people who didn't know that they had voted. Okay? They're dead relatives. They had no idea that these people who had been dead for years were voting. Well, we have the absentee ballot applications. You know who was mailing in the absentee ballot applications? None other than Gloria Palmer. Who is Gloria Palmer? A convicted forger. Forgery is her specialty. You know who else Gloria Palmer is? A campaign assistant for the Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee campaign in 2020. So Sheila Jackson Lee's own campaign assistant was mailing in these fraudulent ballot applications thinking that they weren't going to get caught. This was in 2020. We have the financial record showing Sheila Jackson Lee paid this woman in 2020 at the same time that she was doing this. Okay? Meanwhile, Dallas Jones was overseeing this. I have the whistleblower, Damian Thaddeus Jones, who worked in a top role on the Beto O'Rourke campaign, a Democrat who came forward to say Dallas Jones is responsible for overseeing this voter fraud ring. So here's what they do. And I'll just say this. This is the playbook. The Chinese... have been caught by Border Patrol, by Customs and Border Protection numerous times, shipping fake IDs through the airport. They were busted at Chicago O'Hare Airport during the election. These are real people who exist in the United States who they feel are not likely to vote. They steal your information online. They print up fake IDs for you in China. They send the fake IDs into the United States of America. I have sworn affidavits that when the Democrats in Houston were doing their rigged drive-through voting thing, they were taking IDs that did not belong to the people driving through, matching them up. I have photographic evidence of this, matching them up with people who did not have that identity, okay, and counting the votes. This is how it was done. And so the Joe Biden campaign, when they say they put together the largest voter fraud operation, what they mean is they took existing voter fraud cells, okay, and they patched it together as this network. This campaign with Dallas Jones, this voter fraud operation, it's been going on for years. But if you look at what went on in Fulton County, Georgia, with Ruby Tuesday, Ruby Friedman, taking her little suitcase ballots out in the middle of the night after, oh, the water leak, the pipe burst, right? Who was the supervisor? It was her daughter. Meanwhile, she's making videos, putting them out on social media with, you know, boxes of ballots saying, oh, this is what's happening in Fulton County, guys. They took people who were already experienced in this kind of activity, and they patched it together. They called it the Joe Biden campaign. It's the biggest disgrace in the history of American politics.
Well, I mean, let's be clear here. You get, most people don't have a kleptocratic mind or a criminal mind, and so they don't think like a criminal. And so you don't think, oh, you know, you've seen movies, okay, we're going to do a bank robbery or whatever. It's all this, you know, planning, and they do a whole two-hour movie about all the different lengths that they go to, and they're going to rob this bank. Folks, this was the biggest election steal probably in world history. And so at some point, the Democrats and the Biden campaign got together, and they said, all right, how are we going to steal this? How are we going to pull this off? What lengths do we have to go to? And we're starting to see all the lengths. Working with the Chinese communists, fake IDs, fake ballots, dead voters, double counting ballots, the voting machines switching Biden votes to, or Trump votes to Biden votes. I mean, we've got it now. I mean, if that's how you have the biggest election steal of all time. They knew Trump was going to win in a landslide, so they got in closed doors and they said, all right, guys, how are we going to pull off this miracle steal job? And now we kind of have the total blueprint.
We have the total blueprint, and there's no way, in my view, that Sheila Jackson Lee can escape this without some kind of punishment. Her very own campaign assistant, okay, was the one mailing in fraudulent ballot applications. You can go listen to the tape of people saying, I didn't vote there. My dead relative didn't vote there. Well, whose name is on it? Gloria Palmer. Who is overseeing this? Dallas Jones. They're caught. They're busted. They've been busted. But you know what? The GOP didn't help us because the GOP is a bunch of Quislings. The people who run the GOP are some of the stupidest, most incompetent people who are trying to lose on purpose. We're not losing on purpose anymore. We're going to protect election integrity. Lynn Forrester de Rothschild might be able to convene over 100 corporate executives to try to shut down the election integrity bill in Georgia, but you know what? They failed. Brian Kemp is tainted by his association with the Chinese. There was so much public pressure on him, he still had to pass that bill, even though the Rothschild family didn't want it. That's how powerful we are. That's how ascendant we are. That's why the independent America First side is rising, and we're going to take over the GOP.
Wow, Patrick Halley on fire, ladies and gentlemen, but why wouldn't you get excited about this? And if we can get excited, maybe the mainstream media and the Republican Party can get excited too. They stole the election from...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show in the fourth hour. Owen Schroyer and Patrick Howley with you. Again, the big story that just went live at nationalfile.com from Patrick Howley. With, folks, this is a 24-page story, okay? It's got all the evidence of everything we've just discussed in there. The receipts, the audio, everything right here. Headline: Biden campaign oversaw theft of living and dead entities for absentee ballots in the 2020 election. So, Patrick, you've been doing investigative journalism for a long time, and in the last 2 years, really, you've had a lot of big breaking news stories that should shift the entire paradigm of the current events and the political Overton window. So you break a story like this. When will the investigation into Sheila Jackson Lee begin? When will the investigation into Gloria Palmer begin and Sheree Harris Fisher? And when will it begin into all the dead people that voted in the 2020 election for Biden? When does this begin? Or is this just another Patrick Howley drops the bombshell and nobody's there to hear it?
Well, here's, you know, that happens a lot, and people get frustrated with me. I talk to people all over the country. Well, this is a great story. How come Bill Barr's not doing anything about it? Well, I'm not Bill Barr, but here's what I can do, okay? We know that the election integrity bill passed in Georgia, despite the fact that the Rothschild family convened a conference call of more than 100 corporate executives to try to oppose it, despite the fact that Brian Kemp is tainted by the fact that he met with the Chinese spy chief.
Okay, and by the way, just so people know, that's what the MLB All-Star Game being moved was all about.
Yep.
It was all about that meeting and saying, how can we punish the state of Georgia for really being a deeply red state? I mean, it probably voted 70% for Trump. And so it was all punishment for that, and it was all punishment to make sure that never can pro-America policy be implemented in at a state basis.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about how effective we are that the Rothschild family has to call up to try to shut down a bill, and they still can't do it, even with a quizzling empty suit like Brian Kemp. There's so much public pressure, he has to sign it. We know that Greg Abbott defunded the legislature in Texas. They're going to come back. They're going to pass this election integrity bill. We know that whatever's going to happen in Maricopa County, we're on the process toward a potential decertification there. Obviously, I've provided with this story with Dallas Jones from the Biden campaign, okay, implicated with Sheila Jackson Lee's campaign staffer signing her name on the fraudulent ballots and the people on tape saying, that's not me voting, that's not my dead relative voting. We have the precedent to be able to get more audits now. There are rallies all over the country. Now, if we protect election integrity, which I believe that we are going to do on a state-by-state level pretty successfully, then we go into 2022 and we say, hey, GOP, hey, Ronna Romney, okay, Boxwine, Karen, Ronna Romney, we don't really care who your candidates are, because we found somebody in every single district in this country who's, oh, he's the local hardware guy. He's the local hero. He was the local quarterback. He was the local weatherman. And you know what? He knows everybody in the district, and that's how poor people win elections. Then we form an America First caucus, okay, that has real power, unlike the Freedom Caucus, where we can actually be a wedge, vote in lockstep, say, hey, Paul Gosar, You're the chairman of our America First Caucus. Okay, you're going to pick the speaker. Nothing can pass unless it goes through you, or you're going to be the driving force behind legislation. Then we go into 2024. This is a long process. Waking people up, exposing all of this, which is part of what I do, is very important. But it has to be tied to action. And I swear to the people who watch InfoWars, I'm working every single day, and everybody here at National File is working every single day to tie this stuff to action to save this country.
Well, and let's just retreat for 1 second and talk about what do you think went on in the Biden campaign that led up to this? Because, again, we talked about this in the last segment, but we ran out of time. At some point in time, maybe it was before Biden officially got the nomination, maybe it was after. At some point in time, the Democrats had to sit down with the Biden campaign and say, look, here's what we have ahead of us. No chance of winning. Zero chance. 0%. So here's all the tactics we've used in the past to rig elections, but we've still never been able to get up over 65 million votes. Trump is going to get 70 million at least. What can we do? How can we do this? And so, I mean, they sat in a room. There was a smoky room like you see in all the movies, folks. There was a smoky room, or maybe it wasn't smoky. I don't know. And they were sitting there and they were scheming. And we now know a new level of their scheme that Patrick Alley has in the nationalfile.com, that they were actively searching through the voter rolls for dead people. And so maybe they found 100, maybe they found 500,000. I don't know. We need the audit. We need to find out. And they said, well, here's what we can do, because you can find this. We have X amount of dead people registered to vote. They're not going to vote. So let's send in either an absentee ballot request, and or we will do the mail-in ballots that we had because of the fake pandemic. And so, boom, right there, you've got 500, 10,000, 50,000 people, dead people, all voting for Biden. They did it in Georgia. They did it everywhere. They did it in Pennsylvania. And this is all easily provable. So, I mean, just talk about the epicness of this. It's like you'll have a big movie come out, and it'll be, you know, it'll make box office records. This is real life. I mean, they actually did this. They sat in a room and schemed up all these different ways to cheat and win in the 2020 election. And then they did it. I mean, seriously, this is like criminal movie. It would be the top box office seller, but this is real life.
Oh, and not only that, there was a school in Philadelphia where the lunch ladies were handing out absentee ballots to the kids at lunchtime. I have a teacher on tape admitting that, okay, an art teacher. So here's what was going on. Joe Biden barely even beat Bernie Sanders in the primary. He wasn't going anywhere. He wasn't going to defeat Donald Trump, and he didn't defeat Donald Trump. So here's what they did, okay? They knew they could only do this through the paper ballots. Now, we could talk about the machines as a different issue. We're talking about the machines in Maricopa County. When we're talking about the paper ballots here, they knew they needed the paper ballots, so they had to play up the Rona. Okay, you can find the points in Fauci's emails where all of a sudden it becomes very clear that it's about the election effort. It's about getting the paper ballots. That's what it's all about. Okay, and so then what you have is the Biden people saying, what are some existing cells of Democrat operatives who do this kind of dirty work, okay? And then they say, oh, well, Sheila Jackson Lee, wait a second, Gloria Palmer, the one who is putting her signature on the fraudulent ballot applications, she's worked for Sheila Jackson Lee for a long time. You can find records of Sheila Jackson Lee's campaign effort paying her last election. So these people already had this stuff set up in their own regions, in their own localities.
And just highlight again that this Palmer is a known criminal forger. Like, that's her thing. Is she's an expert master criminal forger. She's been charged with it. So the Democrats said, find me the best forger out there. And they got Gloria Palmer.
Oh, yeah. No, Gloria Palmer is the James Bond of forgery, I guess. And you know, they go into nursing homes. And in some cases, even the old people are denied food unless they participate with this shakedown effort where the Democrats go in and they just, you know, have the old people maybe make an X or not even, or they just do it for them. But, you know, or they get a headcount inside the nursing home. This is what they do. They've set it up for a long time. It's all the acorn tactics. Biden just patched it all together.
Yeah, like, hey, I need somebody to lure in a politician and, you know, get him sleeping with an underage, you know, individual, a minor. Oh, you call up Jeffrey Epstein, you know, you give Jeffrey Epstein the call. Mm-hmm. Oh, I need someone to forge these illegal ballot requests. Give Gloria Palmer, give her a call, the Democrat.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com. July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
So suck on that, globalists!
And
Patrick Halley has bombshell news. We're going to continue to dive into this, including this new development that is just, it's hilarious, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrats admit everything they deny without even realizing it. It's really incredible. I'm going to explain the latest here with the Arizona audit that's ongoing. But ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com has a big sale happening right now. Our 4th of July sale is live. So take advantage of this all the way up through the 4th of July. Survival Shield X3, ladies and gentlemen, 60% off right now. This is going to be the best deal you're going to find on any nascent iodine supplement. This is the nascent tri-iodine supplement, Survival Shield X3. 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That's just about at cost, ladies and gentlemen, under $20. I mean, this is, there's not much of a better deal you're going to find on any supplement, but this is the big special right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be able to run with this special for maybe a week or two, and it'll have to go back up to full price, but 60% off Survival Shield X3. Vasobeat Complete back in stock. I'm a big fan. All I can say is this. Blood flow, blood flow, blood flow, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about blood flow, and Vasobeat Complete has the nitrates in it to help you with blood flow. I like actually taking Vasobeat Complete before a workout to help get my blood flow going before a workout, but many different uses, daily use, Vasobeat Complete. Don't forget, 10% off all of our storable foods, 10% all of our water filters as well. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. Your support there keeps us on air. So, Patrick, this is hilarious. Again, Democrats admit everything they deny without even realizing it. Here's a perfect example today from the Washington Post. This is just one headline. I saw others, but this is the one the crew printed for me. Arizona's Maricopa County will replace voting equipment, fearful that GOP-backed election review has compromised security. Wait, what? I thought that it was impossible to hack the voting machines. Patrick, what? This can't be. They're admitting. So now they're admitting whoever has control of the voting equipment can compromise it. Everything we've been saying for years, but more importantly, for the last 4, 5, 6, 7 months, everything we've been saying, who runs Dominion? Who's in control of the voting systems? Why is it connected to the internet and they lied about it? Why are they rigging up all these files? Oh, no, no, no. There's nothing to see here. Totally fine. But now they admit, well, now that the Republicans have had their hands on the voting equipment, we can't trust it. Admitting that the machines can be hacked and rigged. So again, Patrick, another example of Democrat liberal progressives admitting what they denied without even realizing it.
I mean, this happens all over the country, and, you know, it's hilarious. They think that, you know, their cult supporters are, with the masks on, the idiots are just going to be distracted, you know, talking about white rage or whatever, and we're not going to be able to put together all these threads and show the hypocrisy and show the lies. But I'm very hopeful about what's going on in Maricopa County. We know that there, at one point recently, were a couple hundred thousand, over 200,000 missing ballots, and election folks put boxes of blank ballots in order to try to replace them because they knew that people would be looking for the missing ballots, and so they replaced them with the blank ballots. Now, what they did, and this is what gives me some pause, is that as this audit went along in Maricopa County, they added establishment people to the team. They added people like Randy Pullen, who comes from the McCain machine. Okay, the Doug Ducey, you know, he was born Douglas Roscoe. He comes from an organized crime family, the governor there, the lockdown governor, if you didn't know that. Okay, they're getting nervous now. It's like, ooh, Kelly Ward really showed us up. Ooh, the Senate president in Arizona really showed us up. So they're trying to wedge their people in there. And so the effort by the McCain people was to try to pretend that those blank ballots were real ballots. And so they were going along with it. So there's friction within this. And so we have to make sure that we talk to every single member of the Cyber Ninjas as these results come out, and instead of just relying, as starting reporters do, as intern level reporters do, on whoever the media says is a spokesman. Oh, this is the guy who talks to CBS or whatever and just runs the narrative. We need to talk to people who are actually counting the votes, okay? Because I know a lot about this process, and I know a lot of stuff has already come out. We have to make sure that we do not allow them to seize the narrative.
Well, let's highlight a few of those things right now. The one you just brought up, And this is actually just basic inventory. I mean, so imagine you've got crates of inventory. In this case, they're, you know, your votes, your hard paper votes or your mail-in votes, whatever. But it's just inventory. So you have all these crates of inventory, and it's all in a system. And so, you know, all right, I've got 10,000 crates here, and that's my inventory. And you say, well, okay, let's go do an inventory check. And then someone runs the inventory, and they say, well, it actually looks like we only have 8,000 crates here. There's only 8. We're missing 2,000. It's, oh, well, what happened to the other 2,000? Boy, I don't know. That's where they're at right now, where they just have crates of ballots that supposedly were counted in the 2020 election just missing, just gone, just in inventory. I mean, that's like, okay, that's, if you were doing a criminal investigation, that's like clue number one. Yep, there's a crime committed here.
Same thing happened in Philadelphia. We know that for a fact. They were hiding votes. And this is why they kicked out the election observers. This is why they boarded up their little Banana Republic kangaroo court fake vote counting there that they were doing. This is why they pretended there was a burst water pipe in Fulton County at State Farm Arena. We know from emails now from Freedom of Information Act that that's not true. So that Ruby Tuesday could get her little suitcase out. I got my suitcase full of votes, right? So, this is just nonsense at this point. Everybody knows what happened. Everybody knows what happened. And so it's up to the Republican Party to have some balls and decertify this election. Pence betrayed us. I don't know if you saw Pence tweeting out the Rainbow Black Power Fest recently.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a sad moment for him.
Football is gay. So is Mike Pence. Mike Pence is as
God
gay
bless
as a
Madison
football.
Avenue.
Mike Pence, that's not what you're supposed to do with that football. No, Mike, no, that's not where it goes. You know, but football's gay, Owen. No, but seriously, I'm sitting here and I'm laughing because it's like in college, I remember there were some classes where you, it's so ridiculous, where you're like, you'd have to share a desk with somebody. And so it'd be, you know, you'd be in the classroom, maybe 30 or so people, and you'd be at your desk and there'd be one other person at your desk. And it's like, it's final exam day. And you're taking your final exam, and the professor notices you're talking to the person at your desk, and you're like, you know, and the professor's like, oh, excuse me, what's going on over there? Oh, no, nothing, nothing. Right. And then all of a sudden you decide you start stacking textbooks and like stacking folders and like covering yourself up so you can talk, and the professor's like, oh, what's going on back there? Oh, nothing. We're not doing anything. We're not cheating on the exam. No, nothing to see. It's like, okay, you're clearly cheating on the exam. You're kicked out of my class. You're getting an F. I mean, that's what they did in Philadelphia. I mean, this is joke level. Why do we take Democrats and liberals seriously? Seriously, they are such clowns. They are such children. They are such stuck in arrested development that they hide and they board up where they're counting the ballots. And then they say nothing to see here. Do they think we're idiots?
You know, you've said it before, they exist to try to subvert everything that is good and everything that is righteous and everything that props society up. The College World Series was finally getting popular, so they had to ruin it in the semifinals, disqualify NC State to send a message because the coach didn't mandate vaccines. Football, you know, you're in Texas, everybody loves football. Here's the National Football League saying football is gay. Okay.
Football is gay! Football is gay! Football is gay! Yes, we've done it! Oh my gosh.
Well, that marketing genius should get a raise, but, you know, it's effective at what they're trying to do. What they're trying to do is subvert and destroy everything, because through destruction, they can bring on anarcho-tyranny. You can be the most pro-gay person in the world. I don't think anyone feels good about the fact that the NFL is going around saying that football is gay.
I mean, they should. The ad campaign should be football is football. Football is what's popular, not what you do in the bedroom. Good Lord.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The curtain of our criminal political class, folks, it really is. Even with all the stuff we cover, it's just the tip of the iceberg. We are dealing with such crooked criminals, and they are going to such lengths to sabotage this country right now. You know, election theft is obviously that's big game stuff. That's big game hunting, and they do that. But I will just tell you, and it's happened here before. They're now actively either trying to get people who are in jail right now because of being in D.C. on January 6th to blame Trump or blame other people. I'll just leave it at that and say, well, just say this person did it. Say this person said this and we'll let you go. Totally illegal. That's what they're doing right now. And they're also an old tactic. Trying to go find old acquaintances of, let's just say, certain people in the media to get them to lie about who they are and their background and everything. And most people are like, no, I'm not doing that. But they find a couple, just like they did for Brett Kavanaugh, just like they did for other people that you've seen. So, I mean, this is such a diabolical group of criminals that we're dealing with. And then just their little minions that they send around to run all these little tricks and shenanigans like little gremlins or something. It's just pathetic, the state of this nation right now. But of course, the America is on the rise. So, Patrick, let's finish off here talking about what do you think is going to happen in Maricopa? They're obviously panicked. They stole the election from Trump. It's not even close. Everybody knows it. How many fake votes do we have to find? I mean, how many anomalies, statistical impossibilities do we have to show? So, I mean, where do you think it goes from here? Because I don't see them overturning this election. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you see that happening. But either way, with everything that's coming out and just the state of the Democrat Party and the media, and they'll cover it all up. But, I mean, the average person now knows they stole the election from Trump. The average person knows that that is the case. So where does it go from here? What comes of Maricopa? And just what comes of the fact that they can't hide this forever? Everybody knows that this Biden is a fake president.
The election must be overturned. My story today, which is already going viral on nationalfile.com, provides the precedent, the link to the Joe Biden campaign, the link to sitting Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. Okay, this is precedent for an audit in every single state in this country. We already know that people in Georgia are planning right now to decertify their electoral votes based on what happened in Fulton County. We know that Kelly Ward is committed. Now, you can tell what the different sides are going to be by talking points. I'm an expert in studying talking points. So you'll see some of these people, you know, in Arizona, some of the mainstream Republican officials be like, well, we're doing this to assure the people that we can run a fair election. You haven't assured anybody of anything, buddy, okay? All right. You couldn't even figure out what color highlighter people were supposed to use, and you let the Democrats walk all over you, you quizzling Republicans. All right. So it's time for us. It's time for people like Alan West. It's time for people like Kelly Ward. It's time for the real fighters, the real Tea Party, the real America First people to stand up and say, we need to overturn this election. If we can't overturn this election, at the very least, we're going to hold all you people accountable and throw out all you McCain empty suits in 2022 after we protect election integrity. But in the meantime, we have to think about what's going on in this world. We have to realize that Tony Blinken was running a Biden project at the University of Pennsylvania that was taking millions of dollars in anonymous donations from China. Okay? We have to realize that human trafficking slaves, as you guys busted down on the border, are coming into the United States every day. I mean, how can you justify keeping this man, Sleepy Joe, in office one day when you know that all these kids are being tortured? Okay? When you know that President Trump was leading world history in locking up human traffickers and saving and rescuing kids, doing fed stings to rescue kids all over this country, okay? How can you sit by and know that one more kid is going to get raped every single day that this farce, this illegitimate fake presidency goes on, this nightmare where they're still wearing their stupid masks, and now they want to say, ooh, the Delta variant, okay? Experts are already saying it's the same symptoms as the common cold, duh, okay? They were already counting the common cold the first time around on the PCR tests, and Carrie Mullis, okay, remember, ooh, he mysteriously died right before coronavirus, the inventor of the PCR test, who hated Fauci. Okay, there should be an investigation into Carrie Mullis' death because he would have shut this down.
Let's not stop there, because I'm going to be getting into this in about 10 minutes here on the War Room. Where is Dong Weijie? Where is Dong Weijie? And I'll cover that, or is it Zhang Wei or Weijie? I always get it confused. Either way. But let's not stop there. Not only was the inventor of the PCR test mysteriously murdered, or I mean mysteriously dead right before this pandemic, the Chinese scientist and virologist that made the COVID vaccine also dead. The Chinese defector, the virologist that came out and said COVID was made in a lab, dead. Now you have Dong Weijie, who's the Chinese defector from their spy ministry, comes to the West. And the media gets notification. Some people put out to the media, hey, this guy's here. It's kind of a big deal. I think I know why now. And then China says, oh, no, he was never in the States. And then they show what appears to be a Photoshop picture of him. John McAfee dead in a cell. Christopher Sein killed, exposed the Clinton tarmac meeting. Did they kill a Chinese defector? So, I mean, there's death all over the origins of this thing. I mean, seriously, like, Fauci needs to be on a suicide watch, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, you know, there's a couple in Canada that was producing hydroxychloroquine. They died mysteriously. And, you know, so there's a lot of death. And there's a lot of death. And I should say some names of people like Nancy Schaefer, Linda Collins-Smith, Isaac Cappy, people who have been not necessarily on coronavirus, but trying to save the kids, trying to expose the cabal, trying to expose the satanic Luciferians who are running all of this. When you look at the close connection between Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein, when you know that a Gates Foundation partner was visiting the Wuhan Institute of Virology while Fauci was funding the gain-of-function back coronavirus research project there, when you know that Biden's science advisor is a good friend of Fauci, and Jeffrey Epstein claimed that he was funding that guy, financing him. There's a picture of Jeffrey Epstein meeting with this guy. He's the top science advisor now to the White House. This is all connected, and you've got to look at the links. The Bronfman family, the Maxwell family, Ghislaine Maxwell's in jail. There are balls in motion here. They knew they had to take out Donald Trump. But what we need to do is we need to look at some of our friends who have passed on. Chris Sein, for instance, the Termic reporter down in Alabama, great guy. And we need to say we're going to be inspired by these people, Andrew Breitbart, Seth Rich, and we're going to not forget them, and we're going to carry on their work, okay? I'm proud to carry on Andrew Breitbart. Work. I'm not as good as Andrew Breitbart was at what he did specifically, but I can be, you know, somewhat, I can be half as good. And then, you know, if there are two of me, then we're Andrew Breitbart, and then keep growing it. And so that's what we got to do. We got to just keep this movement forward because it's about truth. There's nothing more important than truth.
All right, what is the next shoe to drop in your investigative reporting on the 2020 election theft by the Democrat Party?
Well, there is so much. There's so much with the paper ballots, and then you also have the machines. You have the fact that the U.S. Federal government acknowledged that the machines, and I'm wording this very carefully, that the machines did have the ability to, you know, there's going to be more with the machines. There's going to be more in terms of what these people were doing with the paper ballots. In Maricopa County, you saw so much rampant corruption in terms of the way that they were counting the votes, in terms of the highlighters that were being used.
Well, and I think here's the key, too. This seems to be the key, at least moving forward, that further investigation needs to be done into this. The Democrats, obviously very, very good at stealing elections. The political class is good at that in general, but the Democrats specifically, they clearly, before all this kicked off, said, here's our hot zones. We're going to target Milwaukee. We're going to target Atlanta. We're going to target Philadelphia. We're going to target Detroit. And we're going to target Phoenix. And these are all the different counties, Fulton County, Maricopa County. Those are the five cities in the five states. They said, these are the ones we need to steal. And if we can steal it there, we can steal this election. And they did it.
Oh, and you know why they messed up, though? Because they added Houston to that list because they had the chutzpah to think that they could flip Texas. We got a whole lot of people on the ground in Houston. We busted them in Houston. We busted their playbook. Go to nationalfile.com. You'll see what they did in Houston. Boom. It is a microcosm of what they did everywhere else. We were able to get our hooks in Houston. That's why we busted
them.
And
we'll get Patrick Alley back on when that story drops as well. Patrick Alley from National File, thank you. That does it for the Alex Jones Show today, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, shop at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm not going anywhere. I'm hosting the War Room starting in 90 seconds.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.